Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 30. Dear Gopal, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. I am really longing for a relationship just as you described it in your videos about relationships. My problem is every time I try to get some deeper connection to a woman, I get rejected. Could you give me any advice how to handle the situation? Thanks a lot. All the best. Yeah, this is developmental and attachment trauma. And if you know my work, I would say that you belong to the merging type. That means that you try to solve your problem by getting something, by getting someone, by reaching someone who's not there. Because this is the setting of the merging type in which he or she lives as a grown-up. He or she tries to complete the attachment loss in the childhood. And this is creating the distance and the separation today. So what you describe is the pseudo-solution in your childhood that helped you to survive. But today, it's the cause for all the trouble. This is important. The way you want to subconsciously or unconsciously try to solve your problem is exactly the cause of all the problems you have today. And what is the problem? The problem is that the emotions and body states of this early attachment loss have not been integrated, and thus, as a grown-up, we still try to compensate and try to suppress this emotional space. And the merging type does that by continuously approaching others, but not as a grown-up, but as this lost child. And this is something that is not pleasant for the other. So the other has to defend himself, and one way is to attack you and another way is to reject you. So it must be like that as long as you unconsciously try to complete your childhood. And if you look closely, this is in a way what happens all the time since childhood. You try to approach, you try to get something, you try to get one, you try to get this closeness, this connection. You run after someone to finally feel connected and safe. And it doesn't work. You always experience rejection or rage, whatever, a defense reaction. And you don't get there. And now the sad information is that you will never be able to complete that. It is not possible. This problem cannot be solved because there was no solution in childhood. But today, this problem you are currently trying to solve does not exist anymore. That's the point. That's why you cannot solve that. So what is the solution? The solution is not to try to solve the problem. The solution is to communicate the emotions that are connected with your problem. This is something totally different. Because if you try to get some deeper connection to a woman, what this woman doesn't hear from you is your emotions. Because if you try to get something, some deeper connection, it is an act, it is a doing. It is not a communication. And women want contact and communication, especially on the emotional level. So what you have to do is, instead of trying to get a deeper connection, share with that woman your emotions of loneliness, helplessness, sadness, rage, whatsoever is there. This brings you the connection. But of course, this is connected with danger or life threat in your system, so it appears as very dangerous. But if you look at it, what could be more hurting than being rejected, so you have nothing to lose. It is not about creating a relationship. It is not about solving relationship problems. It is not about getting a woman or getting something. It is not at all about doing anything. This has all to do with the mind. And this is a process of creating distance and separation. If you want the connection today between two grown-ups, you have to share what's inside of you and completely leave alone the other one. Just leave the woman alone in the sense that you don't approach and want to have something from her. If you just share what's inside of you, then I promise you that it's very hard to find any woman that who runs away from that. Because this is exactly what women want. Exactly that. They want the emotion. They want to hear the emotions of the man. This is what is attractive for them, at least for healthy women who are candidates for a real partnership. And a partnership, a relationship, is a side effect of a deepened contact. You cannot define a relationship. You cannot say, oh, now we are together. Yeah, people do that, but this is not a relationship. A relationship is a side effect of a deep exchange of the emotions and states and projections of the mind. And all this is described in the honest sharing. So just do the honest sharing with any woman who appears, and if she doesn't like it, it's great, because then she is no candidate at all. You could also go to a local group, and because there you find people who do that work, the honest sharing. You can try it out there in a safe environment. But if you realize that it's not possible for yourself to dissolve that, then I would recommend therapy, but not any therapy. It should be a therapist that knows about attachment trauma and developmental trauma, because this is the root cause for your situation. Maybe it looks for you like you just need an advice to solve that, but it has very deep roots in your experience of your early childhood. There's something ingrained that the other goes away, yeah, this attachment loss, and this cannot be resolved by just an advice, because it is too deep in your system. It is too deep part of yourself. What you need instead of an advice is an experience within a relationship, in a safe relationship, that the emotions that are there are welcome today. This is what brings the transformation. And a secure relationship is a relationship to a good trauma therapist, or for example to friends, or who know the honest sharing, or within a local group. So this is my advice.